The Federal Communications Commission votes today on whether to okay the commercialization of a promising wireless technology. It's called ultra-wideband and could create everything from better wireless computer networks to motion detectors that see through walls. Ultra-wideband also has the potential to create havoc for existing wireless users. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The technology known as ultra-wideband has been hyped to the max in the wireless industry. Jeff Ross works for a company called Time Domain, and he says the potential applications are practically limitless.
The ability to do real-time location and tracking to within a couple inches in indoor environments, through-wall imaging, imaging objects underground, vehicular radar for collision avoidance.
Ultra-wideband signals are supposed to be sent over short distances, a few yards. Those signals travel in short pulses that can be measured very precisely. That means ultra-wideband devices could be put in your car to make your airbag smarter.
Traditional radar takes, you know, tens of thousands of images a second. Ultra-wideband can really take millions of images a second. Ultra-wideband will take that many more readings, so the airbag knows to deploy with a certain amount of force, and perhaps even whether, you know, it's a small child or a adult is sitting in the front seat.
Anything this promising has to have a downside, and ultra-wideband does. These signals do not stay in one narrow band of the radio spectrum. They cut a wide swath across the radio waves, and that can cause interference for other users who cannot get out of the way. UWB operates at such low power over such short distances, interference should be minimal. But the mere prospect of a little interference can make some people very mad.
It's like jelly.
Robert Tendler is an entrepreneur based in Boston. He's developed a cell phone that can sense its location using the Global Positioning System, or GPS, and he fears ultra-wideband will smother GPS.
If you spread jelly all over the surface of the earth, okay, and you have a little GPS receiver and it's trying like the devil to find out where it is to look at these satellites, well, it can't see the satellites through the jelly.
Tendler says that if ultra-wideband goes commercial, these devices might disrupt GPS receivers on ships and in jetliners. James Miller of United Airlines says an ultra-wideband device brought onto a plane or used near an airport could upset navigation systems on board.
The FCC has not even looked at the impact of ultra-wideband to instrument landing systems.
The Department of Defense and NASA have similar concerns. They say ultra-wideband has to be restricted to certain frequencies to avoid catastrophic interference. And that's where the challenge for the FCC lies, in figuring out what limits to impose if it gives the okay for commercial use of ultra-wideband. Some companies say if those restrictions are too tough, investors might be scared away. But many makers of ultra-wideband gadgets say this technology can succeed even within strong boundaries. Robert Fontana makes UWB devices for multispectral solutions, and he says starting out slow will help protect this technology from future problems.
If the FCC does not somehow protect these other users, things are going to be in a major quagmire for quite a few years. I can see litigation occurring against the FCC in some cases, perhaps even against ultra-wideband proponents.
The FCC has been trying to open up and deregulate the radio spectrum to encourage more growth and innovation. The intricacies of this vote show how difficult that is to achieve without causing major irritation for current spectrum users. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.